Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Zeal, Aging Redefined, where we're changing the narrative of aging and inspiring women 40 plus to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. So join me each week as we have real talk conversations to ensure that people know maturity brings strength, wisdom, and superpowers. Welcome to Zeal, Aging Redefined, where we're changing the narrative of aging and inspiring women 40 plus to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. I'm Stella Ringer, your Chief of Aging Fabulous, and I'm here to talk about the real conversations and issues that women go through 40 plus as we age in mind, body, beauty, and fashion. Zeal Aging Redefined will inspire and have tips and tools to ensure that our mental health is on point, share the importance of physical movement, and talk about those topics that people aren't talking about in depth. So think about menopause, fashion. How many times have you heard, girl, you're too old to wear that? Think about relationships as we age, and sex will not be off limits. We will encourage women 40 plus not to buy into the society of women aging is negative and it's the end. Why can't it be the beginning? Why can't we take our knowledge, our wisdom, our experiences, and live our best now? I'm certain we can. Now, we're going to have to check our mindset, because remember, that's half the battle, how you think about things. We'll have to adjust the approach and the attitude as it relates to aging. But again, I know we can do it, and we should, because it's all about living our best now. So join me each week as we have real talk conversations to ensure that people know maturity brings strength, wisdom, and superpowers. We will demystify the stigma of aging. Now, as we think about today and our topic today, it's all about relationships. So we all know that there are all types of relationships, right? But we're going to talk about the significant other, the companion, the boo thing relationships. You know, those relationships that kind of impact our heart and other parts of our body too. So we're going to talk about if women 40 plus, if we still take and do the same things that we did around relationships in our 20s and 30s. Now, I don't think we do, because I did some crazy stuff. I'll tell my story later. But we've got the perfect experts today to give us some clarity and to also give us some tips and tools as we think about relationships as we age, and also kind of just, again, ensure that we're not doing those same things when we were 20 and 30. So today's guest, I'd like to welcome the beautiful Dr. Nicole LaBeach.
We're so glad to be here.
Welcome, welcome. And Crystal Khalil. Hello. Now, both of these ladies have joined forces to start a company called Sisters Diamond, LLC. And I'm going to make sure I said that correctly. So I'm going to let them do that. And they have really joined forces to really help the total woman around relationships at work, community, and personal. But like I said, we're going to talk about those boo thing relationships today. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here. How have you guys been?
We've been amazing, and we are so excited to be here. Yeah. And you look so good.
You look beautiful.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all do too.
Love it. We're excited to be here because the conversation of aging is one where it's interesting. We look at people and sometimes we say, wow, they're aging. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is they're not aging. We're aging.
Yes.
It's an experience that all of us are going through. But often, like you said, our mindset is that it's something that's negative.
Right.
We're missing something. Mm-hmm. So Crystal and I, we have Sister Diamonds as an amazing opportunity for women to unbind mm-hmm. and unleash their unlimited potential in business and relationships. And the boo thing is part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And listen, I want to correct one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not aging. I'm mm-hmm. going backwards.
Yeah. Right. Listen, that's our commitment.
Okay.
We want to go backwards.
Mature forward, age backwards.
Okay. Okay.
We'll take
but
that.
But it's all about the mindset.
It's
the
mindset.
I told my son I'll meet him around 40.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I got you. Well, again, I appreciate you guys being here and sharing your knowledge with the viewers and the listeners. And I have a question that I'm going to ask every guest, okay? Sure. And this is for each of you. What's your definition of aging out loud, and how does that manifest for you guys personally? Mm. So what does aging out loud mean to you?
It's authenticity. Mm-hmm. It's being able to say, I am going and growing as I go, and I'm comfortable in my skin, mm-hmm. and I celebrate it.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. for me, as I'm going and growing, I'm learning new things, I'm making new moments and memories, mm-hmm. and it is making for the fullest life that I can have, one that I can celebrate, mm-hmm. and without apology. Mm-hmm. I live and I learn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not apologizing for my appetite for new experiences mm-hmm. and just being good with where I am as I'm going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's the most difficult part for women and maybe men as well, is just accepting this is where I am.
Yeah.
So how do I celebrate my now?
Yeah. Absolutely.
My now. What about you, Chris?
For me, it's all about living on my own terms. Mm-hmm. For many of us, the first half of our life is about meeting other people's expectations, taking care of everybody else, and being the last person on your to-do list.
Yes.
So for me, it's about repositioning myself mm-hmm. as number one on my list mm-hmm. and living mm-hmm. on my own terms and celebrating the me that I have grown to become, right?
Yes.
Celebrating everything about me and just mm-hmm. loving myself and mm-hmm. taking in experiences, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The first half of my life, it was a lot of to-dos, mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. that just had to be done, and even vacations, mm-hmm. just not able to really soak in the experience because I was taking care of everybody else.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So for me, aging is about the experience mm-hmm. of life, smelling the flowers, really tasting the food, mm-hmm. enjoying the company, mm-hmm. and just enjoying the view.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, was there a certain age where you just knew, like, okay, I'm going to take care of me now?
Mm. I think it's been gradual. Mm-hmm. Every milestone birthday, I think you get a new gift, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so 40 is when I started realizing, okay, you know, I think that things are changing. I started thinking about what do I really want?
Yeah.
And at 50, it was like, I don't care what anybody else thinks anymore.
That part. I want to do what I want to do.
I want to do what I want to do. And I started thinking, okay, now what is that, Crystal? What is it that you want? Mm-hmm. You know, now that we are not worrying about meeting other people's expectations, what are your expectations?
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So let's kind of transition to your expertise in the relationship arena. And again, as I said earlier, you know, are women 40 plus taking a new stand? Mm-hmm. Are there new standards versus, again, what we went through 20s and 30s, the dumb stuff that we did? And I'm going to say that I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to share my quick story. I want to hear maybe your stories that you deem that wasn't right. That wasn't right. Yeah. So when I was, early in my relationship with my husband now. My husband's name is Al, and we were just getting to know each other and kind of getting to that serious place. I was probably in my mid-20s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every time I called Al, whether it was 9 p.m., 2 a.m., he had a roommate at the time, the roommate would, whatever time it was, okay, Al, Stella's on the line. Well, I called one night, and he said, oh, he's asleep. I'm like, oh, okay. You're not going to wake him up like you usually do or whatever. So I'm like, okay, all right, just tell him I call. And you know how that little voice sometimes, especially when you're young, that little voice. So I get in my car, again, early in my career, didn't have a lot of gas, didn't have a lot of money. Like, okay, I need some gas before I go to the east side, to the south side. Right. But I just got in the car and I just went, rode all the 30 minutes, y'all. 30 minutes. And all I did was like pass by the house. Just wanted to make sure the car's there. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, I would never do that now, you know. So again, I know that I'm sure there's a gradual change as we evolve, but I just want to make sure we're not making the same kind of crazy things that we did back in the day as it relates to relationships. So is there a story? If there's not that you don't want to share, then tell us in your background if you've seen anything different with women 40 plus when they start dating or they have a relationship.
Ooh, that's full, right? So experiences that you've had and experiences that you've had with others, the treasure trove is full in the 20s, right? Mm-hmm. Because in our 20s, we're literally trying to prove worthiness and we don't even know what that looks like for us. So I've got a box of stuff that I was like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
What made you think that was reasonable to try to get a young man's attention? Mm-hmm. Especially thinking, you know, everything was a competition. In your 40s and 50s, you realize it's a collaboration.
Yes.
It looks so different at this point in time. You know, when I was in my 20s, I'm trying to show up. And when I show up graciously late, I need everybody to look at the door.
The men all pause
when I walk into the room, right? Now it's what makes me feel beautiful. Yeah. I'm pausing for myself first before I ever leave the house. Mm-hmm. So that's a shift in our 20s to what it looks like now. Mm-hmm. What about for you?
Well, you know, I am recovering from the good girl syndrome.
Okay.
Right? I always wanted to have the house with the white picket fence and dinner on the table by 6. Yeah. So even as a young woman in college, if I went out with you and I liked you and you liked me, we go together.
Okay.
You my boyfriend.
You're my boyfriend. We go together. We're a couple. Right? And I'm not dating anybody else. And I'm going to assume you're not doing so either. We are in a relationship. And what we are seeing with women over 40 that have been in these long relationships and now are either divorced or widowed or for some reason single, right? They are like, understanding what the terms are in these significant other relationships can be a challenge. And so in my 50s now, I need to understand, if you're my significant other, what are the terms of this relationship? Do we go together? And what does that mean for you?
Exactly.
Does that mean we don't see other people, or can we still date other people? So defining what I need and what you expect, what I expect, and defining the terms of our negotiated agreement.
Nice.
I didn't do that at 20. Right. I just made a lot of assumptions.
Without having the conversation and the communication piece around it.
And what we're telling women in their 40s, dating is data. Collect data.
Yes.
You've done some amazing things. Are you single by choice? If you're single by choice, be okay with that.
Yes.
And if you're dating, have fun. Collect data and see if it moves to a more meaningful place. It doesn't have to be defined at hello.
Right.
Because if you define it at hello, you really don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
When you're in your 20s, you want to be chosen. Somebody choose me. When you're in your 40s and your 50s, you're like, wait a minute. I don't know if you choosing me is exactly what's good for me. And I don't know if this is mutual and if it's going to be beneficial for both. I need to get a little bit more data as we're dating. So I might date multiple people.
Okay. So you can gather all the data, assess it,
strengths,
opportunities, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Without any fear of being labeled inappropriately.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that also gives you an opportunity to really look at the evidence that the person brings to the table, right?
I like that.
If you're dating multiple people, you're collecting data, and you're able to observe a person's behaviors, actions, how they live, the relationships they have with their family, their adult children, their small, whatever their case may be, right? Really look at the evidence and not just what they say,
right?
But what is the evidence of how they live? And give yourself time to make that assessment. And the other thing I've learned, too, in this whole new dating multiple people realm is men can tell when there's other male energy around.
Okay, tell me more on that.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because if you are locked in on them and your whole entire focus, and you are totally available to this one person, right? It's different than if you are enjoying your life, you're dating multiple people, you may not be available all the time, and there's other male energy. So as a man, you need to step your game up because you've got competition.
Yeah.
Versus, I'm just waiting on you. I'm just letting you, you know, I've got all my chips on you.
And all my eggs in one basket. So they can kind of tell if you're a little needy and clingy.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I've been out of the dating game for a while. My husband and I have been married for 28 years. And as you said, you need to assess and just discover the discovery piece. I mean, I've always heard if a man treats his aunt or grandmother or mother really nicely and really well, then he's probably going to treat you the same way, which is what I saw in my husband, which, again, it is true, ladies. Yes. It is true.
And in your 40s and 50s, you get to, like Crystal said, you get to see the evidence. You get to see what was a life well lived for them in the evidence that's present in their life right now. You know what that looks like for you.
Yes.
And as you're collecting data, you're sharing data. This is not a checklist.
Right.
This is not a one-sided conversation. You're being open to conversation, open to experiences. You're learning, you're growing, you're having fun, and you're having an even exchange that doesn't represent robbery. It's not come to dinner and let me go through all of the questions to see if you are my husband.
It's not a test.
It's really, I'm a grown woman that has amazing full experiences, and I'm excited about seeing who you are and how this exchange feels.
Yes.
Does it feel good to me? We call it the yummy.
Yes.
Does it
feel
the yummy? Ultimate, most meaningful yet.
Say that again. Please say it again.
Yes.
Your ultimate, most meaningful yet.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I having this experience with you and saying, oh, this is good.
This is yummy.
This is yummy. This conversation is
I'm
going to
say
good.
That when I get home.
Because, right? Because that helps us to determine if more is necessary, good, and needed.
Right.
And you know, a lot of women who we talk to over 40 are having challenges with the level of effort that men are putting into dating. It's very especially in areas like Atlanta, metropolitan areas, it's very, yeah. it's a very competitive landscape in the dating. Mm-hmm. And then you have, now you're introducing all of the online dating and, you know,
yes.
it the effort that is being put into dating is a little challenging. So if you give yourself an opportunity to date multiple people, assess, mm-hmm. look at the evidence, give them the opportunity to put some effort in. Don't make yeah. it too easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Don't make it too easy.
Don't make it too easy.
That part.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
That, tell me more about that part. Don't make it too easy.
Yeah, well, if you are hyper-focused mm-hmm. on being chosen, mm-hmm. you miss so many other pieces of the conversation,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your main thing. Mm-hmm. And you may get chosen by somebody that later you say, wow, I don't think I vetted this all the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that
yeah.
this is really a good fit. But my focus was on being chosen. Mm-hmm. My focus was not on companionship and
yes.
having somebody that's good to me, good for me, mm-hmm. me being able to be good to them and good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're starting to see and say, give it a second mm-hmm. to see who you are dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are they looking for quantity or quality?
Mm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because men, they can swipe left, swipe right now, right? And be on a date two or three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Quantity is there. But if they're looking for quality, they'll recognize it when it's not so easy. They'll recognize mm-hmm. a quality woman
yeah.
versus the abundance that's just the needy.
The needy, right?
Right. Choose me, pick me.
Mm-hmm.
If you show up differently when you know what you want, you know mm-hmm. your value and you mm-hmm. know your worth.
Exactly.
And do they know how to treat quality?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. The premium piece of it.
Yes.
Yeah, do they know how to be quality, be in the presence of quality,
mm-hmm.
treat quality, and be treated as quality.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it's that dual space
right.
of a fair exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
need just a little bit of time to see, can they only give effort
mm-hmm.
for a week?
Right. Or is there mm-hmm. consistency
there? Is 2 weeks the limit?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? So
right.
you would have to be in the space of saying, I trust my gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know what I bring to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to having some fun.
Yeah.
And whoever I can have the meaningful
mm-hmm.
connection with over time, let's see if it develops into something where there is an offer. We laugh and say, grown girls know the difference between a temptation
and
a legitimate offer.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
We know the difference
mm-hmm.
between the two. The temptation may be Netflix and chill all the time.
All the time, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The offer is, oh my goodness, do you want to go here
mm-hmm.
with me?
Right.
I really want to experience this. Are you available?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to say the same thing. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. We mm-hmm. talked about this the other day. A man who knows quality. So if he's a car man,
mm-hmm.
right, and he
mm-hmm.
buys a nice Porsche, he's going to keep it clean. He's
yes.
going to keep
oh,
it garaged. He may put a cover over it. He's going to take care of that car,
yes.
right? A cigar man, if he likes cigars, he's going to make sure he has a humidor. He's going to make sure it's taken because he understands quality.
Right.
Well, how is he treating his women?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
mm-hmm.
being treated with
right.
quality or are you being discarded, right? Are you being treated as the quantity, as the masses?
Right.
And how are you expecting to be treated? Paying
that's
attention
right.
to that.
And does he know how you expect
exactly.
to be treated as well based on how
absolutely.
You carry yourself
right.
and your
and
expectations?
And we can't change them.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Understanding that you are only responsible for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our job to teach, train, especially a man over 40.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not trying to teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Either he understands quality and how to manage it and take care of it, or he doesn't.
And sometimes we find too, because let's face it, some of us have been in long-term relationships
mm-hmm.
that didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
Divorce is a common word and conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got to do their work.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're excited about is we are meeting men who are saying, now listen, my 20s, my
mm-hmm.
30s,
mm-hmm.
I was married.
Right.
or my 40s, I was married. Mm-hmm. Now I'm single and I'm having to figure out a whole new terrain of conversation and being able to say, all of us need to give each other grace at this age. All of us. Mm-hmm. None of us have the perfect playbook of how to do anything. If anything, we know that now. Right. We didn't know that in our 20s.
Exactly.
We thought we had it all figured out.
We thought we knew.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's why we ended up doing some little crazy stuff.
Exactly. In our 40s and 50s, it's okay to say, oh, I didn't expect it to go that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what I don't know until I know it. And then I get the opportunity to self-correct. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing men and women who are saying, you know what? I brought a little baggage into that conversation. Mm-hmm. Let me dump that outside and have a conversation with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know that that was what was expected or that's how this would be interpreted. Mm-hmm. Can I get a do-over? Mm. And being able to say, with your cute self, absolutely,
you
can get a do-over. But being able to say, that doesn't make me a bad person.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes me human that I don't get it all right first time out the gate. Mm-hmm. But I will do my work to make sure I don't lose a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that sometimes, as it relates to any relationship, that could be friendships where, again, giving people grace and having the real conversation that we're human. Yes. We're all going to make mistakes, right?
Absolutely.
So it's all about how you kind of receive again, and making sure that, hey, it happens to all of us. So let's learn from it.
Absolutely.
And move on. So let's get back to the dating apps that you mentioned. I have a sister who's in our age frame and, you know, she's been divorced for a while. And she always says, you know, I would just like a nice companion, you know. But I always tell her, now, you got to get out and, you know,
You got to get out and
mingle and
not
meet
like the
people.
Movie. Right. Get out. But you got to get out.
You got to get out. So I even asked her about the dating app thing, and she wasn't as comfortable. But what do you guys think around the dating apps? There's so many, you know, left. I don't even know which way you're supposed to swipe when you want somebody or you don't want anybody.
Yes.
But do you think the apps have kind of created this competition, like you said? It's all about, well, choose me. Mm-hmm. So give me your perspective on the dating apps and women 40 plus, anything that you've seen there.
We encourage women to do the paid apps. If you're going to be on an app, do a paid app because it takes a little bit more effort and investment if you're going to pay, right? Especially for a man, because they can go on certain apps. And like you said, swipe left, swipe right is free. They can be on several dates. Mm-hmm. But to actually make an investment says something, right, that you're looking for a little bit more.
That you're serious.
You're serious. Okay. So we encourage them to go on the paid apps. And then the other thing is, be mindful of what you're communicating and what they are communicating. Mm-hmm. It's hard to you know, understand everything that a person is communicating in their bio and their pictures.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that, you know, people might say that stand out. Like, I have a friend who's on Facebook dating, and the first line is, I'm not interested in taking you out for dinner or buying you a free meal. I'm like, that's your first two lines?
Yes, right. No, what swipe is that?
First
swipe is that?
So I was asking him, like, what does that mean? And he shared that, you know, he's been on all these dates and women are just like, first of all, they're catfishing. They show up, they're putting pictures out there that show them years younger than what they are, or, you know, and they show up and they're getting a free meal and it's not what he expected. And he's like, as a man, I'm not trying to buy dinner for all these multiple women and it's just not what I want to do. I'm like, but that first statement just kind of
says so much.
It does.
So we have to be careful what we are communicating. You know, are your pictures, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
How are you presenting yourself? Because they're going to make an assumption just by seeing your pictures. We have a client that was on an app, no photo, right? So if you have no photo, if I'm on a dating app and I don't see a photo, I'm just going to assume it's because you are not proud of what you look like.
Right.
Right. I'm going to keep on swiping. Or if your photos are too sexy and then you're always attracting men that want to have sex. right?
Yeah.
So it's what are you attracting to yourself? Mm-hmm. Be very careful of that. And if you keep seeing the same type of man show up, that's an indicator that you're attracting that type of man. So go back and look at your profile and your photos and recalibrate. Exactly.
Okay.
You know, it sounds trite maybe, but you got to look at the bait that you're putting out there.
Yeah.
You want to catch a bass, but you keep putting what catches catfish. Then you're upset that catfish keep coming up. It's self-awareness, right? Yeah. It's self-awareness to be able to say, now, there's nothing wrong with the app because the app only goes as far as the information I give that, right? Yeah. So
true.
If I keep attracting the same type of person that only wants X or doesn't want Y, and I see that pattern, what information am I putting out there that keeps pulling same people, different social security number, different height, but they seem like the same guy,
right?
Versus being so upset that you're like, this app is garbage. Well, here's the news.
Right.
Spoiler alert. If you go to another app, you're probably going to get the same thing.
Yes.
Because what's consistent is what you're putting out there.
I was going to say, is what you're putting in.
Right? So we say, change it up a bit and talk to some of your male and female friends.
Good point. Yeah.
Show them your profile. Don't be
embarrassed.
Okay. Be open. Give feedback and say, John, when you see this profile, what are you thinking? What is this saying to you? What do you think I'm pulling for? Ask so that you can tweak not just with your pattern.
Right.
But
right.
you can get some good information and insight.
And you know, and speak to what you need. You know, we hear so often about the good morning gorgeous man. They text every morning, good morning gorgeous.
Right.
And he's texting that to 50 different women in the morning, right? And if that's if you're not a texter and you prefer to speak on the phone, speak to that.
Right.
Good morning. Listen, I prefer to
let them know that again, the communication piece.
And if they don't react to that and they're not able to do that, or they're not able to FaceTime if you're doing long distance, they're not showing up, that says something. It's not your job to change them. You recognize, you see the evidence, and you act accordingly. You make a decision.
Because it doesn't mean that they're a bad person.
No.
It just may mean it's not your person.
No, absolutely.
Well, I want to give all of this to my sister. I know she will listen, but I will reiterate to her about this because she's an awesome lady and I want her to have a companion.
Good.
But thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. I do have one last thing.
Okay.
And it's a challenge. A challenge here because the intent is to change the mindset that as we age, it's the end or it's something negative. So I call it crush the negativity. Okay? So I'm going to give you a word or a few words that society deems negative as we age. I want you to flip the script and say something positive. This is just an example.
Okay.
So if I say wrinkles, I would say wisdom. Okay? So just a quick challenge.
Okay.
So menopause.
Transition. Change. Growth.
Yes. Growth.
I love that. Boldness. Next.
I like that.
Elevation.
Awesome. One more. Girl, you too old to be sexy.
Girl, this is sexy.
Yes.
We thought we knew what sexy was. This is what sexy is.
Because sexy is physical and internal.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate you guys being here.
We appreciate you.
Whenever you need me,
let
me know. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stella.
And thank you, Zeal Nation, for joining us today. And please join us next week for a real talk conversation around the aging journey. I'm Stella Ringer, your chief of Aging Fabulous, and I'll see you next week.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.